The MTA this afternoon released its largest capital plan ever, $51 billion plus. Marla Diamond with the details.
The agency plans to spend a whopping $51 billion on signal upgrades and improvements. MTA Chairman Pat Foy says the focus is on riders.
Customers will have more reliable, efficient service. Huge investment for our customers with disabilities, a $5 billion investment across all the agencies. We're now making 70 stations accessible.
The plan also fully funds phase two of the 2nd Avenue subway in East Harlem and budgets for the construction of four new Metro North stations in the Bronx. 80% of the funds will go to New York City Transit. President Andy Byford says it will finally give New Yorkers the transit system they deserve.
So I'm not even trying to keep the smile off my face. I'm very happy this morning. This is a great plan for New York.
In Lower Manhattan, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
A Staten Island assemblywoman calls the proposal to allow two-way tolling on the Verrazano Bridge a shell game. WCBS's Mac Rosenberg has more.
Currently, drivers pay $19 to pass from Brooklyn to Staten Island, but nothing to get back to Brooklyn. Splitting the toll to $9.50 both ways would, supporters argue, bring in $10 to $15 million in revenue because truck drivers and out-of-towners will be forced to pay up. Republican Assemblywoman Nicole Malliotakis is running for Congress and questions where exactly that money would go.
The MTA makes $500 million a year in revenue on the Verrazano Bridge. That's $1 billion every 2 years. Shouldn't that money be going to the maintenance of the bridge, one could argue?
Her opponent in next year's election is incumbent Democrat Max Rose.
$12 million dispersed into a general fund, much of which is going to improve our transportation system as a whole.
And he insists traffic will get better because thousands of cars will be taken off the road. On the Brooklyn side of the Verrazano Bridge, Mac Rosenberg, WCBS News Radio 880.
Senator Bob Menendez is calling for a moratorium of e-cigarette sales. Peter Haskell with more in Ridgewood High School in New Jersey.
With six vape-related deaths and more than 360 illnesses, Senator Bob Menendez is calling for a moratorium on the sale and use of all e-cigarettes.
And the reason a moratorium is it gives us the time to study and understand what's happening.
The market share of these products has been growing. So Menendez thinks the Food and Drug Administration has dropped the ball.
Look, I think the FDA should have been ahead of the curve, not behind it.
Joseph Tyson is a sophomore here at Ridgewood High School. He suspects half the kids vape.
They try it once or twice, and then they get hooked from there.
With news of the lung problems, Tyson thinks kids are scared. In Ridgewood, Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio 880.
The Connecticut middle school students behind a social media post of a person in blackface last week have apologized during a school assembly. The girls at Shelton Intermediate School also gave a PowerPoint presentation on the history and meaning of blackface. Their photo on Snapchat featured a girl in blackface making obscene gestures. The photo's caption was a racial slur.
And look at the forecast with Craig Allen. A lot of clouds now, but a great week ahead.
That's true. And even with all these clouds, there's not much rainfall to talk about. A few sprinkles continue to show up and then die out. I see a few sprinkles that have made their way a little bit farther into western Jersey, back across the Warren and Sussex County border. And if that holds together, it'll be in the vicinity of Sparta, Hopatcong. And also a few sprinkles just showed up right over the city, in fact, and from the oranges over towards Newark and Elizabeth and around the city. So there could be a raindrop or two on the windshield, and that's about it. Low tonight near 60. 50s in the suburbs tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with highs in the mid-70s. Nice day. A little cooler Tuesday night and Wednesday. In fact, Wednesday's high will just be near 70. That has a fall feel to it. And then it slowly starts warming up again towards the end of the week and the upcoming weekend. But 74 now, humidity 68% with a northeast wind at 9.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.